My guest was miraculously given a $94,000 car and $94,000 towards the purchase of a new home. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello. I'm Sid Roth, the investigative reporter, and I'm here with a woman that wherever she goes, miracles occur. Her name, Deborah Mantenuto. Deborah, when you were a young child, you wanted to be a doctor. Why?
I wanted to heal sick people.
Just from a young child, you had that desire.
I had that desire to see people healed.
And you were raised in a Catholic background. Did you see many people healed?
I had never seen people healed. I was raised in a Catholic background, but I wanted to see them healed.
And so one day you're driving your car, and on the radio it says, comes right out, Elvis Presley has died. What effect did this have on you?
Well, my immediate reaction was, where did he go? Did he go to heaven or did he go to hell? And as I was driving home asking that question, the voice of God came into my car and asked me, Deborah, where would you go? And so I thought, well, I'd probably go to heaven. I'm a good Catholic. And the voice of God again asked me, would you? And when I got home, I walked into the house and my mom was cooking and I said, Mom, I don't know where I'd go if I died. I don't know if I'd go to heaven or hell. And so my mother asked me if I wanted to pray, and we knelt and prayed. And I asked God into my life. I told God that I needed to know him.
That was a key word right there. I need to know him. You see, a lot of people think it's okay to believe in him and don't realize that that's the first step. But the whole objective is to experientially know him. What would happen, though, if you're sick for 10 years? What condition did you have?
I had hypoglycemia. And I had hypoglycemia, and I was bedfast for 2.5 years after I was married. And emotionally, I was not together emotionally whatsoever. My mind, I had no peace in my mind.
Bedfast for 2.5 years? That's awful. We'll be right back after this word. YouTube, Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Deborah Mantenuto. How would you like to be 10 years, 2.5 years bedfast? You must have had a good husband to put up with that. But how'd you get out of the bed? You look like you did.
Uh-huh. Well, I went to the doctors and they diagnosed me with hypoglycemia and they told me to just go home, basically. And I called out to God. And I said, God, there's no cure for this. And I need you to heal my body. And it was as simple as that. And as I called out to God, a heat and a bolt of lightning shot through my body. And I felt...
Now, help me out. A bolt of lightning shot through your body. What do you mean by that?
There was a heat, like I was burning inside. Like heat was just all going through my body, and I thought, and I heard the words, daughter, I'm healing you.
And?
And I just, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's healing power was on me and that he had healed me. And so I picked up the phone and I called my pastor and I got in the car and I ran down and I said, God's just healed me. God's just healed me. And my whole life was totally changed.
God does heal. God does move in the miraculous. And Deborah is not just an unusual person. So Deborah, your marriage, now you're getting very, very enthusiastic over God. Your husband is, can I say, just sort of lukewarm? Was that fair? And you cried out to God about your husband. What was it?
I cried out and I said, God, that Stephen would know you and be more, you would be more real to him. But when he came home that day and saw me out of bed, and saw me just conducting life, he knew God healed me. All of the symptoms were gone. I was out of bed, the headaches were gone, the weakness was gone. There were foods that I could not eat. I could eat anything that I wanted. It was a total transformation.
And what was your lifestyle like? What type of home did you have? What where were you at?
We had a lovely home. We had a beautiful home, and I had a good life. But there was an emptiness in me. Even when God healed me of the hypoglycemia, still, the peace in my mind was not there. And again, I said to God, now God, I wanted it all. I said, God, now we have this nice home. We live in the suburbs. My husband made it a good income. But I said, God, my emotions need a touch. And again, I cried out to God, and God healed my mind, which I believe is the biggest.
Explain this. What do you mean God healed your mind? How were you one day, and how were you after God healed your mind?
Right.
What does that mean?
What I'm saying is there was a lot of turmoil in my childhood that I hadn't overcome. And there was a...
Psychiatrists call it dysfunctional.
Yes.
You were dysfunctional.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to be the wife that I needed to be. I didn't know how to be the mother that I needed to be. And there was never a satisfaction in me. I wanted to fulfill things with money and in different ways. And there was no satisfaction. And I knew that. And even though I was having an experience with God, I knew that there was a part of my mind that needed to be touched so that I could have peace and I wouldn't be so restless.
How long did this happen, this encounter with God?
All of this went on for months. My hypoglycemia, God healed me immediately. And then when I cried out for him to touch my emotions, that was probably about a month and a half later.
And when you say he touched you, he came to you, how did he do this?
Well, as I read my Bible, and God would speak to me through that, but there were times, as I said before, that I would feel the tangible presence of God, a warmth, a peace, an assurance. And my mind had gone from turmoil to peace. When your mind, it feels as though it's on a racetrack, and then all of a sudden you just have peace on you, you know you've been changed and touched.
Well, but let me ask you a question. When your lifestyle changed and you lost your wonderful health, etc., how were your emotions?
At peace.
Really?
At total peace. I had a total peace. I knew that no matter what, that God was real, and I had a peace that was unexplainable.
Could you have that kind of peace? I mean, when you, she lost everything, and she had that peace. So that peace is beyond everything. So you lost everything, and God miraculously had someone give you money for a new Mercedes?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I got a phone call from a woman, and she said that she wanted to meet with me. And so I met with her, and she said that God had put it on her heart to give us money, to bring us to the car dealership, and that I could pick out any car that I wanted. And I thought, well, and so I went to the dealership, and she said, anything you want. She said, God told me to buy you a car, anything that you want. And so my husband and I, we picked out a car, and she paid for the car and the insurance and the luxury tax and everything.
And then you needed, you lost your house, so you needed a new home?
We needed a new home. We had lost our home, and we needed a new home. And 3 weeks after that, I got another call from the same woman saying to me that God had put it on her heart to give us a check for $95,000.
Deborah, why did God do this for you?
Because God is faithful. And because we've served God just by loving God, and God loves us, and God wants the best for us, and God wants us to know Him, and not just know Him for things, but to have a relationship with Him.
Tell me one of the most outstanding physical miracles that has occurred when you've been speaking.
Well, I took a trip to South Africa recently, and there was a woman crippled. She was born crippled, and she came down the aisle, said, walking and leaping and praising. She was praising God.
Now, you may not realize this, but one of the messianic miracles that the rabbis tell us to know who the Messiah is, that the lame would be able to walk, the blind would be able to see, but it's people born that way. That's what makes it so unusual. And that's what you just told me. She was born crippled.
She was born crippled, and the pastor knew her. She attended that church, and she was born crippled. And I looked up, and as I looked up, I watched her come down that aisle perfectly normal. And they brought her up on the platform, and God had healed her.
The little girl that wanted to be a doctor, something happened that no medical doctor could ever do. And I believe some of those miracles are going to happen to you. We'll be right back after this word. Hello, Sid Roth. Before I get back to our guest who's going to move in the supernatural, I'd like to find out who's on next week. Janie?
Sid, you'll be speaking with a man by the name of Dr. Francisco Contreras. He's a medical doctor, and he's the general director of Oasis Hope Hospital. And he has a very different approach to healing for cancer. They've had terminally ill patients there who've been miraculously healed, but with alternative medicine. And he's also going to tell you how you can add 30 years to your life.
Great. You know, the thing that's so wonderful about this doctor is people that medical doctors have given up on, have given a death sentence to, through alternative means, alternative medication, are literally walking out there totally whole. But I'll tell you, as good as that alternative is, and I'm very grateful, I like to see the instant miracles. And my guest, Deborah, has seen so many of them. Deborah, you were telling me in Africa recently what happened.
In Africa, when I was on the platform praying for the sick, God spoke, and there was a boy there who was deaf, and God opened his ears in the meeting, just opened his ears, and he came on the platform with his mom, and he could hear.
Was he able to talk? Because
yes.
When you're deaf, sometimes you
yes.
don't.
He spoke, and I backed up, and I kept saying, can you hear me, and different things to him, and he was just, yes, and his ears were fine. His ears were fine.
When did this, what is called word of knowledge, start in your life, where you would hear something from God, speak it, and then that person would be healed?
The word of knowledge started in my life about 10 years ago. And I would hear things in the spirit, and it would be God revealing to me a need for someone. And as I speak it out, God will touch the people because they know that I have no knowledge of that, that it would have to be God. And as they receive that, as they take that and believe that, God will move on them.
Well, I'm believing that right now God is going to move in these gifts. And as a matter of fact, while you were speaking, I had not a word of knowledge, I had a picture of knowledge, and someone's teeth are being, this is weird, but I have learned to step out, are being supernaturally filled with either gold or silver or platinum, I don't know, but someone's teeth are being healed right now. Deborah?
Well, as you were speaking and we were sitting here, the Lord spoke to my heart about cataracts. And there's somebody out there that God is healing cataracts. And there's somebody else out there and you have hip displacement and God is healing your hips right where you are. You're feeling the power of God on you. You're feeling a warmth on your body and God is touching your hips. There's somebody out there that had a severe knee injury from athletics, from sports, and God is healing your knee right now. Just move your knee in and out and you'll feel the presence of God on your leg. You'll feel it right on your knee. You're going to feel a warmth going on. Thank you, Lord.
You know, Deborah, as you were saying that, I could literally feel that warmth. I could feel the presence. As a matter of fact, as you were speaking that, it's sort of like air conditioning. Sometimes it's a little cold, and sometimes it's very cold. Well, the heat was turning up as you were speaking, and I believe that the power of God is moving, and I heard neck. I heard someone's neck, and I heard earlier someone's back has been healed. The spine is being healed right now. The whole spinal cord is being healed. And when Deborah said hip, I have to say that I heard that at the same time, too. It was like, you know, I wish we were in interactive television at this point, because I don't hope that these people were healed. I know that these people were healed. Tell me about someone else that was healed from a word of knowledge in one of your meetings.
In one of my meetings just recently, there was a woman that was crippled that had gotten into a very bad car accident, and she couldn't walk. When she came into the service, she was escorted in and by her son, and she was sitting in the meeting, and the Lord spoke through me and told me that somebody was being healed from a car injury. And she stood up and she just yelled out, "It's me, it's me." And she ran around that room totally healed.
What about women that have difficulty having children, or perhaps they get a bad report from a doctor that the sonogram says maybe you should abort? Have you had any experiences like that?
Yes, we've had several experiences like that where a woman will be in the meeting and she's pregnant and she's had the sonogram and the doctors have said that her child will be born deformed. And I've had a word of knowledge telling her that it's going to be fine and that baby is going to be totally normal. And then one particular woman, I attended her church and she came to me with her baby and it was 4 months old and she ran up and she said, "My baby is totally healthy. There is nothing wrong with my baby."
All things are possible to those who will believe. And Deborah, as you remember, was healed of severe dysfunctional behavior, emotional problems. And what I'm wondering, Deborah, is have you prayed for people with similar type emotional problems? Because let's face it, all of us have been tampered with by the human situation. And have you seen results such as you got?
Yes, there was a woman who was on $800 a month worth of pain medication for emotional disturbances, Prozac, and she was totally healed. She's off medication. She hasn't been near it now for 2 years.
What about epilepsy?
Epileptics, I've seen God in the services free 3 and 4 epileptics at a time where they're totally normal. They're totally made normal.
Yeah, you know, I'm in favor of what is known as biblical counseling because through the word, you can get healed. But I love the supernatural touch of God. And I believe there are people here that have emotional problems. Maybe your father was an alcoholic, or you were abused, but you have some deep-seated problems that are almost generational in nature. They're passing on from grandfather to grandson to you now, and you know, from generation to generation. Would you pray for those people right now, Deborah?
Absolutely. And as I pray, you just believe in your heart and you will see the change within a moment's time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your children out there watching this program. And I pray right now for release in your mind, that your mind will become totally clear in the name of Jesus, that there will be no imbalances, frustrations, depression, anxiety, stress, all of it. It leaves in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that right now that their minds are being overshadowed with peace, with peace, with peace, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Do you remember what Deborah said a little earlier? She was raised in a Catholic background, but she did not even know whether she was going to go to heaven or hell. And until she prayed and had an experience with God, she didn't know. You see, you can have an experience with God. Not just dead religion, but vital relationship. And she spoke about peace. We have a word in Hebrew for peace. It's called shalom. And shalom means completeness, complete in your spirit, in your soul, your emotions, and in your body, in your mortal flesh. And I know that some of you are listening to me that believe in God but have not experienced Him. And some of you will not experience Him the minute we pray. Some of you will. But I promise you that if you will pray this prayer with me and mean it, you will experience a vital, living, loving, pure shalom with God. Would you pray this prayer with me? It's important to say it out loud because the whole universe, the whole world was created by the spoken word of God, and your life is about to change by you speaking what God promises. Say this prayer out loud. Dear God. No, I mean you. I want you to say this with me. You think you're by yourself, but God is right there with you. And Spirit of the Living God, I pray that you would be on these people and let them realize right now how much God loves them. So say this out loud with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I've walked in unforgiveness. I've lied. I've stolen. Tell God some of the things that you have done. Watched pornography, been involved in sex outside of marriage. I'm so sorry, God. Been involved in the New Age, in the occult. I'm so sorry, God. I believe that the blood of Jesus washes away all of my sins. And now that I'm clean, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Lord Jesus, come inside of me. I want an experience with Father God. I want to know you. I want to know your love. I want to know your spirit. I want to know your shalom, your peace. I want to know everything I can about you. Oh God, I don't want it for things. I want it for you. I want you, God. I'm so hungry.